Everybody, so welcome again to all of our regulars and people we haven't seen for a while. And, yep, all good. What's been going on? I was just talking to Danny about the good old days. Danny's been around the Buddhist Society for a long time, and nice for him to pop in. He's local, so We've been beavering away down at the monastery. Today we're just having a chat with the Department of Water, so which is a good chat. It turned out very well. I just sort of went in there with not expecting too much, but having a good attitude, and it all worked out. We got our riparian rights, and I can use water from the river for my native planting. So that's all good. We can, water our plants as we go. I've been putting a lot of effort into wandering around my monastery with a watering can, so we might upgrade to a watering truck soon. So that'd be good. And what else has been happening? I suppose it's worth mentioning. Yeah, just as a matter of interest. We're just working towards our first planting with the community's River Care program. So that's a state-funded program. We have some grant money allocated from the state government, and Land Care and the Department of Biodiversity Conservation and Land Management are working with us. So got about 4,000 seedlings coming in this year. So if anyone's interested in planting, you can always just get in contact. I think there'll be at least two times of year when we plant. So the dry land plants will go in about May, June, and then around September or so, when the Canning River drops down again, we'll plant all the rushes and reeds and stuff. That's more wetland natives. So anyone who's interested in that, or knows anyone who's interested in that sort of thing, please do get in contact. We can put you in touch with the coordinators for that. Yeah, so that's all good. I've got coordinators now, which is even better. I've been coordinating everything myself. We've been gradually removing the pepper tree infestation down at the river now. So if you ever get a chance, you can come by the monastery. You don't even have to come to the monastery. If you just stop on the bridge coming in, you can see the Canning River that hasn't seen light for a very long time. So. And neighbours are very happy, and the department of all, this and this, the, all the departments seem to be happy. So we're all good. This is good. And anyway, so this is just a nice thing that you develop long term as a practitioner of meditation. You know, you can just go into a situation with just the good intentions and not expect anything in return, you know. But as it turned out, they were very, you know, these people were very happy, and we were very happy, so all good. And so that's why we meditate. We cultivate these wholesome intentions in our mind. So, as always, today is our half-hour meditation. I like to do a sort of body sweeping meditation each week when I'm teaching. I haven't been here for a while, actually, I guess. Bodhidharma and Ajahn Santuti have been teaching the last few weeks. Usually we have different styles of meditation that we present. I like to just stick with the body contemplation. It was just something that came through in, I think, an Ajahn Brahm talk or something like that. It was from Ajahn Brahm. Whether I was listening to it or reading it, he was just talking about how at the beginning of each meditation, even if you're not practicing, you know, body awareness for the whole half hour or however long you're sitting for, it's always a good at the beginning of any meditation session just to just allow the senses to turn off, to close your eyes, and the sense of sight that sort of calms down, and then pay attention to your body and see how it feels sitting in this chair. how it's just check on your posture and just see if there's anything the body needs before you practice your meditation, whether that's anapanasati or meditation on the breath or metta meditation or whatever. It's always good just at the beginning just to be aware of your body and just how it is. So I like to go for a whole half hour of that, and that works out quite well because I can sort of guide the meditation. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to wonder, what should I do? You just listen to me and we'll just work through the body and pay attention to it and just have kindness to the body as well, because that's very important in life, because, it's so easy to just hurt yourself through inattention, you know. I've actually got around to trying to reorganize the workshop, because it's but we've been working on this granny flat project for a couple of years and almost there. We're expecting to move in a couple of weeks, so yay, finally. And I just took a couple of days just down in the shed to organize stuff, and there's lots of heavy stuff down there, and I tell you what, I really hurt my back the other day. So it's just something you need to remind yourself is to, one, have that mindfulness of the body, just awareness of the body, really, when I say mindfulness, and also just having that kindness to the body as well. And I know Ajahn Brahm likes to coin terms, so he's coined the term kindfulness. And he says, it'll be what all the psychologists will be using in a few years' time, you know, when they adopted the term mindfulness, and now they'll adopt Ajahn Brahm's term kindfulness, and it'll just be part of the vernacular. Yeah, so. But it's a good thing. It is, because my back's fine now, but I just had to remind myself that if you're not careful, you can hurt yourself. So that's why we sort of have this sort of reflection on the body. That's sort of its reason for being. And also, obviously, one of the main reasons everyone comes here is to relax as well. So as we work through the body, we don't need to rush. We're just go through it little by little. And, but it also has that effect of just relaxing the mind as well. Yeah. All right. So I don't know if anyone has any questions. No. That's all right. That's all good. We'll. I think we can just sit down. Have our. We're all sitting down. We can have our half-hour meditation. There's something going on next door, but it's almost imperceptible, which is great. So we've got this this good venue for several more months now until the range retreat. So that's all good. Yeah. All right, so please all get comfortable, and we can get into the meditation. All right. Okay, so let's see that. I got my gong. Oop, I haven't started yet. Got my gong, and okay. I'll just let I'll let Thomas do whatever Thomas is doing. Is he coming back? Or?
I think he's closing the front door.
Okay, I'll just wait for Thomas to take care of the door. All right, come on in, Thomas. No rush. Unless you have 20 minutes worth of questions afterwards, we're not in a rush. It's all right. That's so good. Okay, cool. So first things first, just close your eyes. And, as I said, it's just the first sense to sort of let go of is just that sight. There's just all you need to do, close your eyes, and that's taken care of. And just... take a few moments just to bring yourself into the present moment, into here and now, this nice cool room in Rolleystone. And it's nice and quiet here, which is nice. So, yep, just take a few moments, make sure your body is comfortable in whatever posture you're sitting in, or lying in, or whatever works for you, and hopefully can be comfortable for the next half hour. And if there's any clothing or anything that's too tight, you can loosen it, or any itch you need to scratch, you can scratch it. So, yeah, we can just turn our attention to just making our way through the body, and I think we'll just start by just kindfully observing the toes on your left foot, your big toe, and your four little toes, and just make sure that part of the body is feeling comfortable and relaxed. And yeah, just have that sense of kindfulness towards that part of the body. And just allow that sense of relaxation just to just gradually spread through the left foot there. And just notice those sensations in the sole of the foot there. It's pressing against the floor or it's sitting cross-legged. Just however it is, just make sure that it's comfortable and at ease. And just little by little, just allow that sense of relaxation just to spread upward through the foot there on the left-hand side. Allowing all those muscles to relax, the tendons, everything, just to loosen up there. And gradually allow that sense of relaxation just to spread up through the ankle there. And then allow that, just allow that feeling, that attention just to rise up through the back of the lower leg there, just from the heel, where it touches the floor, just up through the Achilles heel there, and just up through to the calf there on the left-hand side. And allow that part of the body to just relax and become loose. And also allow that that kindfulness just to spread up from the upper part of the foot and up through the shin there. And just make sure that part of the body is comfortable and relaxed. And let any tension flow out from that part of the body as well. And allow that attention, that kind of attention, just to rising up through the lower leg there. Just pay a bit of attention to the knee now. And again, if there's any aches or pains, just to have a bit of metta there, a bit of kindness. And allow that part of the body to relax. And now allow yourself to be aware of that part of the body rising from the kneecap there on the left-hand side. And just through the muscles there on the upper part of your thigh there, the quadriceps there, and allow that part of the body also to relax. And then just allow that relaxation to sink through the thigh there. And all the way through to the hamstrings at the back there, the lower part of the thigh. And just make sure that any tension there just gradually just flows out. And again, just with that sense of kindfulness, just turn your attention over to the toes on the right-hand side now, on your right foot. And just feel that sort of warm sense of relaxation to spread through the toes there. Gradually let that feeling spread through the foot there on the right hand side, through the sole of the foot there, and gradually from the heel, allow that sense of relaxation to flow up the back of the leg there, through the Achilles heel there, that tendon at the back, allow that to be loose, relaxed. And then slowly creeping up through to the calf there, the muscle there, and allow that part of the body to relax as well. And again, where the where your right foot meets your lower leg on the right hand side there, allow that sense of relaxation to spread up through the front part of the ankle and up through the shin there. Again, just having that kindness there to that part of the body. And then again, just creeping up into the right knee there. And feel that relaxation spread right into the joint there. And just let that part of the body just loosen up a little bit more. And now you can just let that feeling spread up through the thigh on the right hand side there. In particular, the muscles in the upper part, the quadriceps, and then allowing that sense of relaxation to flow right through the bone, all the way through to the other side, to the muscles at the back of the leg there. And allow that sense of relaxation and spread up from the legs through to the pelvis there, that area, and just allow that that part of your posture, that part of the body that keeps you upright in your chair or on the floor, or whatever. Just make sure that's all nicely aligned, nicely relaxed. And comfortable. And allow that sense of relaxation to spread up from the your very lower back, all of those muscles there, just to unwind and loosen up. And little by little, allow that relaxation just to creep up through to the middle back there, the small of your back there, where the spine curves inwards. And just allow that part of the body to relax, and kindness to any aches and pains that might be there. And allow that feeling of relaxation to spread into your belly now. And allow your stomach just to relax and become soft and at ease. And maybe you can feel your belt or just whatever sensations are there around your tummy. Just let those feelings allow you to pay a bit more attention, see a bit more. And then gradually allow that sense of relaxation to spread up from the belly and up to just under your ribs there, and just have kindness to that part of the body, the center of your body, and allow that part of the body to relax too. And then let your attention just rise up from the middle of your back and up through to the upper back. And again, just allow the spine to relax, all those muscles, allow that part of the body to be at ease. And take in a breath now, and just feel your chest rise with it, and fall again. And just relax that part of the body, the heart beating a little bit slower, the breath calming down a bit. And now we can turn our attention to the tips of the fingers on the left-hand side. on the hand on the left-hand side. And allow that part of the body to relax and be at ease. And to let that feeling of peace just flow up through the fingers and up through to the palm of your hand there. Just however it is, in your lap or whatever. And then gradually allowing that sensation to flow up the back of the hand there, and slowly up through the wrist as well. And now just turn your attention to your forearm on the left hand side and just allow any tension there to flow out. Allow the muscles to relax there. And up through the inner wrist as well, up through the inner side of your forearm there. Just allow that part of the body, those muscles, to loosen up a bit. And it's gradually spreading up through the elbow there. And also, just notice the biceps there, the on the left hand side, the muscle there, just relaxing, allowing your arm just to sort of droop there. And then up through the outer part of the upper arm, those muscles that run up to the shoulder there. And again, you can pay attention to the fingertips again on the right hand side, starting at that extremity on the right hand side, and allowing that sensation of relaxation to flow through the fingers. And up through the palm of the hand there. Just observing how it feels and allowing it to relax. And then letting that sensation flow through the back of the hand, and just gradually flowing up into the wrist. And then just gradually flowing up the first the inner part of the forearm there, from the wrist up to the elbow there. And then the outer part of the forearm there, the muscles just running from the back of the hand all the way up to the elbow there in the forearm, and just allowing that part of the body to relax. And just gradually letting that sensation flow up through the upper arm there on the right hand side. In particular, the bicep there, and just allow that part to be loose and at ease. And then spreading into the outer part of the upper arm. All the way from the elbow up to the shoulder there. And now just pay attention to the area between your shoulders, from the shoulder blades through to the back of the neck there. And again, allowing any tension just to flow out from that part of the body. And again, up from the area around the neck and rising up through to the jaw there. Again, just kindfulness, kindness and attention. Little by little, spreading up the face, around the corners of your mouth, and your lips, your tongue, and just relax that part of the body. And spreading out through your face, out through your cheeks, your cheekbones, and also, especially that area around the eyes, the brow, and all those little muscles there, allow any tension just to dissipate there, to flow away. And gradually rising up from the back of the neck. The back of your head. And all the way up to the crown of the head, to the very top of the body. And just have kindfulness, kindness and mindfulness. Awareness of that part of the body. And let it relax and be at ease. Okay, so we're coming to the end of the meditation now. I will ring the gong 3 times and then we can come out from meditation. Yeah, it's a very good way for a nice thing to do before bed as well. Bit of body awareness, just to relax the body. Yeah, especially if you're coming back from work or whatever. A bit of tension in the body, just a little bit of meditation before sleep is always good. So, does anyone have any questions about meditation? As usual, no? You're all just completely satisfied. Wonderful. Yeah, no worries. So, it's good. I find myself, I don't know, I seem to keep running out of time, I think. I could keep going on for an hour, I think. Working through the body, it's always nice, to... just to go as gradually as you can. I think we can't all sit for long periods of time, but just to have the patience, just to work through it slowly is great. Yeah, very relaxing. So there's no more questions. We can pack up, and if anyone wants to have a chat afterwards, you're welcome to. Yeah, I'll be here for a few more minutes before we head back to the monastery.